England homicide rate jumps 14% as violent crime continues rapid rise. By Virginia Hale on January 25, 2019. Official crime figures have revealed a 14% jump in the number of homicides recorded in England and Wales, with knife offences hitting the highest level in 8 years. Office for National Statistics, ONS, crime data published Thursday recorded 739 murders over the past year, marking a rise of 90 killings from the 649 which took place in the previous 12 months. Knives and other sharp objects were involved in around 40% of homicides, a rise of 10% from the previous year, as the number of knife crimes recorded rose 8% to 42,957 in total. This is the highest number since the year ending March 2011, the ONS said, before noting that knife crime is disproportionately concentrated in London, with 35% of all crimes involving bladed instruments last year taking place in the capital. After London, urban areas in West Yorkshire, Greater Manchester, and the West Midlands bore the brunt of higher harm crime, with violent offences rising 19% from the previous year to total 1,545,544 in the 12 months to September 2018. During this period, police also recorded a 16% increase in the number of rapes to 56,698. And sexual offences rose 14% to 158,162. But the ONS said the higher figures were likely to reflect improvements by the police in how they record crime and in people being more willing to report a sexual offence. Helen Ross, of the ONS Centre for Crime and Justice, said, "In recent decades we've seen the overall level of crime falling, but in the last year, it remained level. There are variations within this overall figure, depending on the type of crime. Burglary, shoplifting and computer misuse are decreasing but others, such as vehicle offences and robbery are rising. We have also seen increases in some types of lower volume, high harm violence including offences involving knives or sharp instruments." Chief Constable Bill Skelly, National Police Chiefs Council, NPCC, Lead for Crime Recording and Statistics, commented to say that, while increased reporting could account for some of the rising criminal offences, increases in violent crime were real and had a devastating impact on victims and families. He said, "Rising crime, increased terrorist activity and fewer police officers have put serious strain on the policing we offer to the public. We are determining the additional capabilities and investment we need to drive down violence and catch more criminals, and we will make the case at the next government spending review. Equally important is driving up productivity and cutting any remaining inefficiencies." Speaking last year, Ms. Thornton called for a return to core policing, telling the NPCC's annual conference, "I want us to solve more burglaries and bear down on violence before we make records of incidents that are not crimes." Her speech came a couple of months after it was revealed police forces in Britain had wasted thousands of hours in 2015-16 investigating 11,236 hate incidents, acts too trivial to be classed as crimes, including complaints alleging a dog's barking was racist. Since the government launched its hate crime action plan in 2016, which defines police driving up the number of complaints as a success, forces have been urged to proactively solicit hate incident reports from the public, each one of which officers are required to record and investigate with a follow-up visit or phone call.